With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Promoting his economic policies during a Las Vegas Tax Day roundtable, President Trump says recent tax changes under his administration increase wages and overtime pay for hospitality workers, also restoring fairness for the working class.
The Republicans are out there fighting hard for a lot of good things, like no men in women's sports, like no open borders. You know, we have the safest border we've ever had. We have the safest communities. We have the best records.
The Trump administration has deepened its efforts beyond the blockade of Iran's ports. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Pentagon says it's allowing its forces around the world to stop any ship tied to Iran or those suspected of carrying supplies that could help its government. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane says the U.S. would be targeting vessels in other areas, like the Pacific, that had left before the blockade began earlier this week. The military also detailed a long list of goods it considers contraband, declaring that it will board, search, and seize them from merchant vessels, regardless of location. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A looming jet fuel shortage in Europe and Asia sparked by the war could further upend world travel. Officials say Europe has maybe, at best, 6 weeks of remaining jet fuel supplies. Bloodshed in Ukraine overnight following a huge Russian aerial attack targeting civilian areas. 16 people killed, more than 100 wounded. A man accused of fleeing Hong Kong after his wife's body was found in a freezer in their Virginia home has been apprehended. FBI says David Varela was wanted on first-degree murder charge. SRN News. A scripture will be heard in the nation's capital next week. That story from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Beginning Sunday, every verse of the Bible from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 will be read aloud at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. An army of volunteer readers will take the podium for brief stints from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. until the job is done in 7 days. Among the readers will be members of President Trump's cabinet, members of Congress, governors, and some well-known pastors as well. The event will be live-streamed. Michael Harrington reporting.
Trump administration firing 4 Justice Department prosecutors involved in cases against pro-life activists. Terminations coming just before the release of a report detailing the Biden administration's prosecution of pro-lifers under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. Biden team brought cases against a number of dozens of defendants. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates dropping for a second consecutive week. Alex Vega reports.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage eased this week to 6.3%. This is the second straight weekly drop. The modest pullback in rates echoes a decline in the long-term U.S. government bond yields that lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. Bond yields began to ease last week after the U.S. and Iran agreed to a 2-week ceasefire. The volatility in mortgage rates since the start of the war has dampened the start of the spring home buying season. I'm Alex Vega.
At a recent game between the Colorado Rockies and Philadelphia Phillies in Denver, there were more than just baseballs in the sky. How about some drone sightings in and over the stadium? Sightings around Coors Field. They were not apprehended. No one knows who the pilots were, but they're facing fines up to $75,000. More details, srnnews.com.